Continued claims of a stolen election. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump continues his attacks against his former vice president. Speaking at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Nashville, Trump again said the 2020 election was stolen from him and blames Mike Pence for not rejecting the Electoral College ballots.
Mike Pence had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of these weak people, Mike, and I say it sadly because I like him, but Mike did not have the courage to act.
The House panel investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol says Trump knew he lost the election and should be held accountable for attempting to stay in office despite that loss. Russian state television broadcasting video today apparently showing two U.S. military veterans who disappeared last week while fighting in Ukraine, indicating the men were taken captive and raising fears about their fate. Alex Drewke and Andy Hune, both from Alabama, were believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the war began in February. An Iowa Supreme Court ruling could have wide-ranging effects on abortion rights in the state.
The Iowa Supreme Court reverses itself on a 2018 decision that abortion was protected by Iowa's state constitution. The High Court's decision now making it easier for state lawmakers to limit or even outlaw abortion in the state. The Iowa Supreme Court also suggesting that an expected decision from the U.S. Supreme Court would further decide the landscape of abortion in Iowa and across the U.S.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow ending the day down 38, the S&P 8 points higher, and the NASDAQ gaining 152 points at the closing bell. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
SpaceX is getting rid of a number of employees who have spoken out against founder Elon Musk.
Some SpaceX employees who were involved in a letter critical of CEO Elon Musk have been fired. The Wall Street Journal says Gwynn Shotwell, SpaceX's president, confirmed the firings in an email to staff. Shotwell didn't reveal how many employees were terminated. She says the company made the decision after conducting an investigation. Employees criticized Musk's public statements and behavior, particularly during the past several weeks, calling the situation embarrassing and distracting. Shotwell claims many staffers felt pressure to sign on to something that did not reflect their views. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Officials in Montana hope to partially reopen Yellowstone National Park after record flooding forced its complete closure.
Rainfall combined with fast snowmelt caused flooding in northwest Montana. The severity of the flooding prompted officials to evacuate Yellowstone National Park this past week.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away. But we're committed to rebuild this.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte notes it's not just Yellowstone Park that is impacted, but he had a message to would-be visitors to the park who heard about the flooding.
We're open. You got to come. There's so much to do in Montana.
President Biden signed a disaster declaration this week for the state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Vince McMahon is stepping down as CEO and chairman of WWE during an investigation into alleged misconduct involving the longtime leader and public face of the organization. World Wrestling Entertainment today announcing McMahon's daughter Stephanie will serve as interim CEO and chairwoman. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that the board was investigating a $3 million settlement that McMahon paid to a departing female employee with whom he allegedly had a consensual affair. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.